Thing. So it's the very beginning of Parshat Tetzaveh. The Torah tells us, "Vata krevi lecha Aaron achicha bet banav itom itok bnei Yisrael lechan oli Aaron nadav aviv olazav itamar bnei Aaron." Yasisa bigdei kadosh Aaron achicha lechavaru letifaret. That you should make special clothing. And in this parsha, we talked about the bigdei kahuna for Aaron and for his children, that they will wear when they serve in the Mishkan. And if you think about it for a moment, this is a little bit strange, because we're in Parshat Tetzaveh, and Chet HaEgel doesn't take place till next week's Parsha, Parshat Ki Tisa. And it's only in Chet HaEgel that a certain event takes place, where Shevet Levi responds to Moshe Rabbeinu's cry of Mi Lashem Elai, that Shevet Levi then becomes the Shevet of those who are Mesharsei Hashem. But that only happens in next week's Parsha. And yet in this week's Parsha, already Aaron and his children are singled out to be Kohanim. And as we may have even mentioned last week, there is a very important Machloket HaMefarshim regarding the whole idea of a Mishkan, whether the idea of the Mishkan pre-existed Chet HaEgel as what appears Lefi Seder HaParshiot, Truma and Tetzaveh appear before Parshat Ki Tisa and Chet HaEgel, or as some Mefarshim say, that's not the case. Despite the order of the Parshiot, the truth is that the Mishkan, to a certain extent, was, so to speak, an afterthought. Something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided upon only after Chet HaEgel. And I want to examine that position for a moment. And what I have to say is based to a great extent on what Rav Mordechai Miller Zatzal from Gateshead said on the Parsha. According to the Svarna, it appears that prior to Chet HaEgel, the Avodas Hashem would have been very different. There wouldn't have been a Mishkan, but rather, as we say at the end of Parshat Yisrael, "B'chol mokom asher azkir et shmi avo elechu ve'irachticha," wherever you would want to build a mizbeach and call out to Hashem, you could have done that. The Avodas Hashem could have taken place anywhere. And who would be the Ovdei Hashem? Possibly, "Vatem tiyulim amlachas kohanim v'goy kadosh." You are all going to be a kingdom of priests. Maybe we all could be the ones who could serve Hashem. But then Chet HaEgel came along and messed things up and changed everything. So what happened? What was the situation before Chet HaEgel, when Bnei Yisrael got to Har Sinai? And what happened after Chet HaEgel? And why is it that before Chet HaEgel, there was no need for a Mishkan, and after Chet HaEgel, there all of a sudden is a need for a Mishkan? Chazal tell us that when Bnei Yisrael came to Har Sinai, an amazing thing happened. When Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadaat, a certain zoama, a certain impurity, entered the souls of humankind and continued on genetically, generation after generation and after generation. But when Bnei Yisrael got to Har Sinai, Chazal tell us that they were purified from that defilement. Somehow or another, at Har Sinai, they rectified. They had a kapara for the chet of Adam HaRishon in Gan Eden. But then the chet HaEgel turned the clock back. So what happened at Har Sinai that they were able to rectify the chet of Adam HaRishon? In order to understand that, you have to go back to Parshat Bereishis and take a look at what exactly was the chet of Eitz Hadas. Whatever we're going to say is not going to be 100% concrete, because it's almost impossible to try to figure out exactly what the Pesukah meant. They're written in a manner which are not easily understandable and not meant to be easily understandable. but nevertheless to try to get an inkling of what was going on there. Adam, Arishon, and Chava were created with Bechira Chavshis. They had the ability to choose to do either A or B. They were not robots. But prior to eating from the Eitz Hadas, their choices were very clear-cut. They lived in a world of MS and Sheker. They lived in a world of truth and falsehood. Truth and falsehood are not relative terms. They are absolute. It is clear. It is either raining now outside or it is not. It is either dark outside now or it is light. One is truth, one is falsehood. And whatever choices, whatever challenges they had in life, everything was clear cut. It was either MS or Sheker. And the reason for that was because they felt the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence was so great, so palatable, that the Or Eloki was able to shine on things to make everything a very clear-cut decision. But Adam HaRishon wasn't happy. He didn't think that this Avodas Hashem was the ultimate Avodas Hashem. In many ways, he felt this: it's too easy. It's not challenging enough. I want to be challenged in my Avodas Hashem. I want to be able to struggle, and then, of course, to make the right choices. But I want to struggle. And therefore, he decided to eat from the Eitz Hadas. What was the Eitz Hadas? The Lashon Das is a Lashon of Chibur, of combining two things. Vayeda Adam Iskayan Ishto. When Adam and Chava cleave together, and now the choices between Emes and Sheker are not very stark. It's now an Eitz Hadat Tov V'ra. Good and bad are relative terms. It's raining outside. Is it good or is it bad? Depends on your perspective. It's dark outside. Is it good or is it bad? Depends on your perspective. And when the world became a world of Tov V'ra, this murky, gray world where the differences weren't so clear about what was the correct choice and what was the incorrect choice. So Adam HaRishon felt that that would be a greater challenge. And that's the level that he strove for. But he made a monumental mistake. Because when he did that, when he put his desires first, and what I want, what I think, the life that I want to live, then he pushed HaKadosh Baruch Hu aside. Adam said, I am the one who wants to be in charge. I am the one who wants to decide. I don't want someone else to decide for me, even if it is Ribbono Shel Olam. In that sense, when he brought this impurity, not only into his own soul, but he brought it into the world, and he chased HaKadosh Baruch Hu to a certain extent out of this world, to a point. And then generations later, Bnei Yisrael came to Har Sinai. And when they came to Har Sinai, they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Tel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Naaseh V'Nishma. What's Naaseh V'Nishma? It's not me. I won't decide. It's not up to my perspective, my choice. I'm interested in my challenges. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, we will do. And afterwards, we will investigate and think about it. But ultimately, first, we'll do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And when they did that, when they decided to say, it's not about us, when they shrunk their own ego, they allowed HaKadosh Baruch Hu back into this world. And by allowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu back into this world, to the greater extent, they rectified that sin, that chait of Adam HaRishon. And because of that, that defilement that had existed for generations had just been purified. And there was no longer the chait of Adam HaRishon. had Bnei Yisrael continued in that direction,
when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence would have been everywhere in this world,
and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence would have been so palatable wherever they were, wherever you build a Mizbeach, that's why. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is everywhere. You feel it. You acknowledge it. You're all a Mamlechus Kohen and Begoy Kadosh, and the Malachim come around and give each one of Bnei Yisrael two crowns, Keneged Nasev and Keneged Nishma. And for 40 days they lived like that. And then they built an Egel. What happened when they built an Egel? They came along and said, Moshe Rabbeinu's gone! What's going to be? We need something. We need something tangible. We are going to build something that will be a conduit to the Ribono Shel Olam. Ay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to them, and they heard me, Pi Agvura, Lo Sasa Lecha, Kol Pesa V'Chol Tmuna, Asher B'Shamayim Ima, V'Asher B'Aretz Mitachat. You can't make a Pesa. But we know better. This is what we need. And they brought their own desires and their own needs and their own ego and their own feelings and their own perspectives back into the world. And everything they had achieved with Nasa Benishma down the drain. They lost their crowns. And once again, they, to a certain extent, chased HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of this world. If that's the case, if you want to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can't do it everywhere. Build for me a place, 100 amos by 50 amos. Build for me a mishkan, an island in this world, and that's where I will be able to rest my shechina. Because to that certain extent you chased me out of the rest of the world. So now you have to make for me a place, and only there can you properly worship. And that is why, according to this approach, the whole inyan of the mishkan, of building a place where we worship Hashem instead of worshiping everywhere we wanted to, took place only after the Chet HaEgel.